Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice to have two number one receivers. You know, we always talk. You know, you look around the league, and some teams are looking for one. And you know, we're blessed to have two number one go to guys. You know, and you know, it's awesome. And you know, the guys that play around them can all win their matchups also. So it's a nice problem to have. You know, to have those guys that can make plays, and it just gives you as a quarterback a lot of trust. You know, and a lot of belief in a. You know, and their abilities, and you know, you give them chances to make plays, and they do, and it, you keep working on it.
You described that play just before the end of the first half.
Mm-hmm. The big one, yeah. So you know, I scrambled out to my right, looking to run, and just trying to keep my eyes downfield. You know, I learned that from watching, you know, guys before me play. You know, the guy number 12 in Green Bay. You know, he does it the best. You know, we all see him all the time scrambling, looking down the field and throwing these 80-yard passes. But I would always watch that when I was in college. And so when I was a younger player, like in college, I would always run. Like when I scramble, I'd look to run. So I just always – it's hard. You know, you got to train yourself to look downfield because there's always opportunities. And Crab, he did a great job of keep running. You know, I tell those guys all the time, if you're ever on one of those routes, man, just keep going. And, you know, hopefully Lord will let me throw it as far as I need to, you know. And he kept going. And I just gave him a chance, and it ended up just being a good spot.
At what point, because Jack was told you guys, you know, make sure we're the only team that can score.
Yeah.
Don't throw it away.
Right.
Don't
I'm sure I gave him a couple headaches today with my aggressiveness, as I usually do. You know, but he never wants me to play conservatively. You know, he wants me to go cut it loose. And you try and train yourself and train your mind for situational football. And then when you get out there, man, you just got to cut it loose and just hope that training kicks in, you know. And I saw an opportunity. I believed that Crab would make the play. I really did when I let it go. And I'm happy that he did, you know, on that instance.
So the gambling thing about Jack isn't just on, you know, fourth and one or something like that. It carries over. There's more to that. He is kind of a gambler. He's not afraid of it.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if he's a gambler. He just tells me, like, he never says, like, those kind of words. He just always tells me, man. Don't ever hold back, you know. You know, always cut it loose because the worst thing you could do is regret something. You know, regret like, man, I wish I gave that play a chance. Or, man, I wish I gave, you know, Crab a chance to make a play right there. And, you know, he always tells us as a team, and not just to me, but he tells us as a team, you know, go and cut it loose. And on that one, I definitely cut it loose, literally. Man, you know, it's hard to remember from, you know, all the previous games. But I, you know, just thinking about, you know, today, you know, when you go into a game, you're playing the eighth best defense in the NFL. You know, it's not going to be pretty. you know, it's going to be tough sledding. But you believe that in your plan, you believe that you're going to move the ball and get points. And you know, speaking on today, we just believe, man. You don't think about where you're at. You don't think about what time it is. You know, you don't think about those things. You just think like, you know, they're one of the best defense in the NFL, and they're only going to get better because they're so young. And, you know, you just, you know, you go in there, and those are the kind of things. They play these coverages, these situations, and this and that and that. And the where you're at and the East Coast, and that stuff, we don't even think about it as players.
Was this a relief to have a game where it didn't come down to the final possession? You guys were able to have a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter.
It was nice. You know, you know, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't, you know, and that'd be for anybody. They'd say the same thing. It was nice, but, you know, that you got to give them a lot of credit, man. Like I said, they're one of the best defenses, not only that I've played this year, but that I've ever played in my 3 years. And I truly believe that because they do such a good job of taking away the deep ball. And if you do throw that deep ball, it's going to be contested like no other. You know, there's always someone there, so you never know if it's going to be caught or not. So we were blessed enough to make a couple of big plays down the field, which is tough to do versus this team. You know, but, man, we're excited. You know, at the end of the game when, you know, you're able to, you know, be in four-minute mode and, you know, those kind of things, you know, that's a good feeling. But obviously we can always just, you know, do a better job. I felt like we left a lot of points out there. You know, as a quarterback, you're obviously aware because you know where he was. He was the head coach when my brother was playing. You know, he was the head coach here, so I remember, you know, watching him and his defenses and stuff like that. But it wasn't something we even talked about, to be honest, until, like, after the game I remember I had the ball in my hand. I was like, oh, man, I should give this to Jack because he used to coach here. You know, like it wasn't something I was planning or anything like that. But it hit me at the end. But it's not something that we were, like, talking about, like, hey, let's get one for him. Or, you know, we were just out there going to play. I mean, he had a great game. You know, he came back home to Florida, you know, and obviously this isn't his home. He just played college here. But, you know, to be able to be here in front of his family and play well, you know, I knew that meant a lot to him. And so, you know, I love the guy, so I was happy to have him back. I told him he's still not faster than me. And I told him at best it was a 4.8 or 4.79. So those will both qualify as slower. I'm just kidding, man. He did a great job. That was a big play, man. And, you know, it's a team game, and the biggest play of the day came from our punter, man. And, you know, usually it's him putting it inside the five. This time it was on an explosive run, man, and it was fun to watch. I got a good kick out of it. You know, hopefully we don't have to put him in too many more situations like that.
What's the most complete game you guys have played in all three phases so far?
I honestly don't think we did. And I only say that because we left so many points on the field. You know, as an offense, I can't speak for the other two, but for us, it definitely wasn't. Because I think that there's so much, there's so much more. You know, you think about there's three plays down there in the red area where we're this, like, literally this close from having a lot more points, and we got to figure out a way. You know, whether it's rep it again or work harder, whatever it is, we have to do it because, you know, when it comes down to it, we can't leave points on the board like that. And or I should say off the board like that. And, you know, we got to figure out a way. We left too many touchdowns out there. You know, we can't settle for field goals. But, you know, at the end of the day, we scored, you know, over 30 points, and you have to appreciate that. You have to feel good about that because I remember my rookie year scoring zero against the St. Louis Rams at the time, and that doesn't feel very good. So I'm very appreciative of it, but we got to do better.